Welcome to the newest, the greatest, the most spectacular show in entertainment history.
I'm in favor of a big breakfast for my boys. And there's a very special welcome for the fellas and girls who are hearing this program for the first time today.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
The manager said to me, it's quite a fast fade on that track, by the way.
She wasn't lying, was she?
Yeah. She told me that after the fast fade happened. Oh dear. Morning. My voice is currently still at the radio on Christmas party.
Hello, we're here though.
I'm here.
Relax, we're here.
But my voice is all screwed up. And this is absolutely live and not on tape. And I am absolutely not putting on a fake poor voice to create the illusion that we're here and live. We're actually, it's being played out by Danny and it's on tape.
Hmm.
So this is live, Rachel.
Morning!
No, sound a bit more tired.
Morning.
There you go. She was out last night at the party. Oh, what a night. Here's Dave.
Hello.
Now you got to sound a little bit more up.
Hello.
That's it. So we're all here and we're all live. And as I said, we are all not on tape. You're welcome. 6:56. Thursday morning, BBC Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles. This is Franz Ferdinand. Rachel has blocked my view of the clock with my award.
Sorry.
Ah, oh, can you see the clock, Dave?
Yes.
That's because you didn't win an award last night. Good morning. Well, I've got to do the pips. Beep. Beep. We're not on tape.
Royal Show, National Radio.
The pips should have been there.
But they weren't.
But they weren't. It was proves we're not on tape because I knew the pips weren't there.
Right.
Lots of people are texting and saying, all right, if you are on tape, then you won't be able to read out this text message. And this text message says, read out this text message if you're live. Ha-ha. So there you go.
That'll learn you.
Yeah. And that's from...
Terry.
And Bob. How do I look, by the way?
You look alright, actually.
And I feel alright, I really do. But my voice is just... To be fair, I have been coughing all week.
Mm.
I've got a bit of a sore throat. And guess what, everybody? We're out again today at lunchtime. Seriously, it's like the 2nd of December. I can't take it already. I mean, normally you kind of prepare yourself for maybe the 15th of December. That it's all going to get a bit boozy and a bit late night. But I can't take it anymore.
It's a silly season. Really started early. And we're out with a big boss today.
Before we do the news and sport, I have to explain that Carrie's voice is worse than mine. So she's currently drinking hot tea and honey and eating every packet of Sort Your Throat Out sweets that you can buy from the local chemist. She's in and she's the same as me, she's fine. You just go, hi, Carrie, you're right. She goes, yeah, I'm fine, thank you. So hopefully she'll be on at 7:30.
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you. So let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Dominic. It's 7 o'clock.
The government's setting out its childcare plans and United beat Arsenal again.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes. Radio Newsbeat. It's just gone 7:04.
I thought you sounded all right, myself. Well done, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
You are. Hello, goodbye. Da-da-da-da. Do you know what the voice that is? That's TV Wogan.
What, whose voice? Your voice?
That voice there. Oh, no.
That's good.
Da-da-da-da. That's television Wogan.
How different to radio Wogan?
Radio Wogan. Whereas TV Wogan is more projecting to the back of the theatre.
I'm with you.
Right. I was watching old tapes of Terry Wogan yesterday for reasons that I'll explain next year. But, and he said, Terry Wogan.
On the radio, though, he speaks more into your ears.
He's more intimate.
Ken.
There you go. I'm not even going to start.
That's it. Well, that's all you need.
Dave, I love when you do your Ken Bruce impression, you turn sideways.
Yeah, but
put your elbow on the desk.
You have to get into the zone.
I know.
All great actors will tell you that.
If you guys are live, then how come there's nobody on the webcam? It's broken.
Exactly, yeah.
Isn't it? It's broken.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going, well, how come you're talking to Dominic after he's just read the news?
Yeah. It's on tape.
All on tape.
I'm trying to sound deeper than I would ordinarily.
Have you noticed there's no fresh news? It's all news from last night, really.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway, a lot of people texting in and saying, what was the award you won last night, Chris? Well, I don't want to talk about it. However, I won the Loaded Laughter Comedy Awards 2004 Funniest Radio Personality. Thank you. I'm very proud. It was such an amazing award ceremony last night. It's very similar to the Oscars, wasn't it, Dave?
It was a gala evening.
Yeah, it was a balls-up, is what it was. I've never seen such a badly put-together award ceremony in my life.
It was the smallest room and the most amount of people you can fit in it.
That's Loaded for you. My only complaint, I would like to say, and it's going to fall on deaf ears, because nobody from Loaded is going to be awake at this point. Not enough Top Heavy Lovelies there at all.
No.
You know, it could have been a sensible person's award ceremony.
There was too many fellas there, wasn't there?
Way too many. Way too many.
Oh, but I mean, there was.
Yeah.
There were lots of nice men there.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Leilani, where were they?
Leilani.
Yeah.
She from Bournemouth.
No, Rachel's right. There were lots of nice men last night.
Oh, right.
Anyway, not enough women. So,
there were loads.
What?
There were loads.
There weren't loads.
The music's run out now, because you kept it going. Can you not tell when the bed is coming to an end?
Sorry.
It's 2:47. You know by 2:30, you got to get out. Give me time to talk up to the end.
I apologise.
On Radio 1. Right, sorted. So the state of affairs this morning is my voice is a little bit croaky. However, I'm hoping that'll sort itself out. If not, day off for me tomorrow. Suckers, enjoy your day.
Hey, and it's Friday, we've got a long weekend.
Exactly, yeah, we'll go to Paris for the weekend. I mean, I'm staying in bed and sort my throat out. So Carrie is here, she's definitely here, but her voice is like that of a... You know, have you ever stood on the tail of a kitten? It's the very simple... very like that.
Yeah, I've never done that.
She makes Joss... sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Carrie is actually fine, which is probably worth saying, isn't it? She's fine. Yeah. She just hasn't got a voice.
She's all right. But anyway, back to my award. David, would you like to touch it?
Yeah, I would like to touch
maybe
it.
Later.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. It's worth pointing out as well that Dave was also nominated for this award, but didn't get it.
Hmm.
So, congratulations, Dave. I believe it was very close, though.
So I believe.
Yeah. And also, Colin Murray, he was nominated for it and didn't get it either.
As was Scott Mills and Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, but Jonathan Ross, Scott Mills and himself had a chance, whereas Colin Murray was just making up the numbers. Let's be honest.
Your money's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
Royal
Show, National Radio 1.
Yeah, yeah. Get checked up in her rug. Ice Cube, baby. 99, baby.
I'm gonna kill Rachel. Rachel's just giving me a throat sweet, right? This is the most vile thing I've ever tasted. It's like doing a Bush Tucker trial.
No, it's not at all.
This is horrid.
They're not nice, but yeah, they're effective.
Just suck it, and it'll sort your throat out.
If I had a pound. But I'll tell you what. Have you had one of these?
Yeah, I had one yesterday.
Aren't they foul?
They're not nice.
No, they're
horrible.
They do work though.
They do
work.
No, keep going, keep going.
This is horrible.
Honestly, you'll be clear as a bell in a minute.
Oh, I can't.
No, honestly, keep going, because you will...
I can't do it. I'm so weak. Rachel, I'm so weak, I can't do it.
Oh, shut up and just get on with it.
I'm going to really try, but I can't. This is because I'm so weak. Where are our goodie bags from last night? Oh, by the way, somebody texted in saying, I see you won a bag of donuts on the webcam.
That wasn't the prize, by the way. No. That wasn't the Loaded Award. Was this my bag?
Yeah.
The girl at Loaded Magazine was very insistent that you got that.
Well, thank you very much, Loaded Magazine.
I think she had a soft spot for you.
Do you think?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
I'll run through the winners and riders of who was there last night a little bit later, but it's very funny. Right, what have we got then? Let's go through it.
Right.
You get a goodie bag at these award ceremonies. It's sort of similar to the goodie bag you get at the Oscars, but it's about 15 grand less.
Unsurprising, there's a copy of Loaded Magazine featuring Ultimate UK Showgirls. Britain's 100 sexiest exotic dancers.
I've got a packet of cheddar and onion McCoys. That's nice.
I've got some Ted Baker eau de toilet.
I've got a camera.
Oh. That's not in the bag.
Right, is that yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tree Boy sugar-free mints.
Refinery Shave Foam Gel. Never heard of it.
And Barocca. Stay sharp.
Now, and... Oh, Yorkie!
I never got a Yorkie.
Oh, you must have a girl's bag. Because Yorkie... It's not for girls.
What else have you got that I haven't got?
Rolex.
Are you having...
Piece of Ferrari.
Hey?
And, Oh, a night with Lucy Pinder.
Who we saw last night.
Yeah. That's a rubbish goodie bag. Come on, loaded, what are you doing?
Sake.
I can't swallow this anymore.
No, keep going.
Nearly there.
Oh, I can't believe you.
Look, it hasn't even got any... Oh, that is disgusting. Man, I'm telling you. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now, because it's time for Buzz Off. I shall choose right now. Without saying who you saw last night, what was the highlight of your evening?
It's difficult to tell, really.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know.
One of the highlights of my night last night was we all ended up in a bar next to the party. You know what blokes are like? Put them in a room with beer and they had to go to the pub next door. And there was... In no particular order, myself, Dave, Scott Mills, Vernon, Joel from JK and Joel, Chappers, a load of our friends, and virtually everybody who worked on those shows by Dominic, who I suddenly remember this morning we didn't invite. Anyway.
No, we did, I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, you did, but I thought you were going there for one and then coming back to the party.
Well, I was, and then I kind of got waylaid.
I was busy dancing.
We just went for one night. And we're standing in this bar, a certain bar in London, which we can't name for obvious reasons, because the mentions it's going to get today.
Mm.
And they came up, and we were kind of struggling, because we only really had two tables. And we're all standing up, and the staff from the place came up and said, let's move these tables for you. And they started dragging the tables, more tables together, which I thought was really nice of them.
Mm.
And so I realised, no, they weren't. They were moving the tables out of the way to create a space for the dance floor. So we got moved off the dance floor. I thought they were trying to accommodate us, and they were trying to get rid of us.
I got moved twice and nearly got in a ruck with that fella, the Spanish waiter.
About the fan?
Oh, I turned that off when he wasn't looking. They have these huge fans, right, above the dance floor, which obviously is to cool people down when they're dancing energetically. But we would just buy this fan. It's like a hovercraft. He turns it on. It nearly kind of blows us over, so to speak. So when he wasn't looking, I turned it off with the plug.
Yeah, you're outrageous. And by the way, I'm throwing this sweet in the bin. That is disgusting.
It'll sort you out.
Yeah.
Can I have one of the extra strong mints that you got in your party pack?
Have a donut.
I don't want a donut.
Right, it's time for Buzz Off. I have chosen a song this morning. Well, when I say this morning, I just chose it while you were talking then, 10 seconds ago. We haven't played it before, and that's why we're playing it today. Thank you.
Good.
If you like it, it's Buzz On. If you don't like it, it's Buzz Off. And the number on the text is 81199. 81199, Buzz On or Buzz Off. Now, we have played some cracking songs in this feature. Absolute corkers. Everything from a Blur to Black Grape to U2 to Jackie Wilson. Go with it today. Just go with it.
Oh, you're going to disappoint us, aren't you?
Don't say Buzz, at least until the chorus.
I was waiting for a however.
You need to feel the song. You need to get the song into your bones and you need to get it into your system. If you're lying in bed, you'll actually, this song will help you today, but you've got to trust me, okay?
I feel a letdown coming on. Mm.
It's a remix, so it's not the original.
Oh, it gets better.
That's not good.
No, it's all right, it's fine.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, give it time, Dave, please, just give it time.
Even if I hate it?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go. Yes. Come on. Yes. Feel the beat, y'all. Feel the beat, y'all. Y'all. Feel the beat, y'all.
10 seconds. Don't buzz.
No. What was that all about?
Well, I was giving it 10 seconds.
Give it time, Dave. Give it time.
This goes out to all the sexy ladies listening throughout the world. It's a bit of hot chocolate.
No, shut up.
Wait for the chorus.
No. You
sex
the thing. You're not funny. Since you came along, you sex the thing. How's the text message look?
Rubbish.
Right. Right. Fine.
What's that noise?
What is that noise?
What the heck is
that? That's your microphone. I'm going to switch you off, Dave. Which means back to the music. All right, fine. So what I'll do is I will just... I won't play it.
Is it really this microphone?
Yes, it is. Listen,
right, okay.
Listen.
I thought you were joking. Sounds awful.
It's like Dave's doing a show next to a kettle.
Or, like, on some old wireless.
Hello, everybody.
Do you want to move?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. If you don't want that track, we can start again.
Yeah, I think so.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right, here's this morning's Buzz Off. Respect the
ball. Dave Buzz.
No! You can't do that. Respect the ball. Oh, we have a problem. Dominic's gone. No, I like it.
I quite like this.
And so is Rachel. Ah, I quite like it.
I like respect the ball.
So, is that what we're playing today?
I quite like that.
Yeah.
Yeah? Sorry, Dave. Mel and Kim it is.
Respect the ball.
Respect the ball.
Respect the ball.
Respect the ball.
Respect
the piano. Drums.
Take or leave us, only please believe us, we ain't never gonna be.
It's back. Radio 1 is back.
It's an occupation. We're a dancing nation. Keep the pressure on every night. Explanations are complications. We don't need to know the where or why. Taking chances, bold advances. Don't care if you think we're out of line.
This is for you, Rossi.
Conversation is interrogation.
What was the year? It's just frustration. Give us the music and we're all right. On each occasion, for your information, we can look at the house.
Rachel Buzz.
No. You're gonna let us go all the way to the end, aren't you?
Uh-huh. It's rude to buzz off a song that rhymes occupation with nation.
Cue the laugh. Bit late, but thanks for coming in.
Yeah, Don Buzz, this bit's rubbish. Do you know what I mean? That's
really?
Kind of, yeah, that's a bit Bon Tempi.
Bon Tempi. Thank you very much anyway. It got a 51% buzz on. No, for buzz off, I'd tell a lie, sorry.
Oh, did it? Okay.
51% buzz off. So Mel and Kim, respectable. What I'll do, though, we're going to, all the way through the show now, because we have no material for today, after the morning after the party last night, we'll do this all morning. Oh, here's one for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly. I'll play something, I'll come back to you. Hang on there. Listen to this, it's very important.
One Life on Radio 1.
I was always thinking brawny bullies picking on...
One Life. Live it.
Rachel's just shown me a picture of David Beckham wearing his blue wristband.
Mm-hmm.
Right. However, I don't know if the picture's real or not.
Let's have a look.
There you go. Now, what gives it away for me is it's a black and white picture, but you completely see he's wearing a blue wristband.
It's enhanced for effect.
Well, yeah, someone's drawn on it with pen. You can do that with anyone.
He is wearing a wristband, though.
If you look here at the classic photograph of Julius Caesar, and just look down at his right wrist there, he's wearing the blue wristband. Thank you very much. you need help or advice on bullying, if you're being bullied and you want to try and stop it, or you just want to talk to somebody about it, call the One Lifeline. It's free, it's confidential. It's 0800 110 100. 0800 110 100. So find out why this song is slightly appropriate this morning.
Thank you. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Carrie's Voice. Hello, Carrie's Voice.
Hello, good morning.
Why are you sounding like a man? You don't normally sound like a man.
I'm very deep today.
I'm sure you are. But maybe just a little bit more feminine, that'll be great.
I'm trying.
That'll do, perfect. You sound like you normally do.
Lovely.
All right, so your voice is back, good.
Voice is back, yeah.
What was it like sitting in there for the last half hour going...
Great, it was like, you know...
Good, lovely, nice.
Lovely,
it was like, you know, great, it was, you know... This song here. Gonna talk about that later. BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat. First, let's get the news from Dominic at 7:30.
And the main news this morning is the government plans for childcare over the next 10 years.
Okay, I want a yes or a no from you if you saw or didn't see the following confirmed names from the Loaded Laughter Awards from last night, okay?
Yep.
You'd be fascinated by this list.
Bless you.
Number one, Johnny Vegas.
No.
Number two, Rebecca Lewes.
Yes.
Story about that later. Michelle Heaton.
Michelle Heaton?
Yeah. Michelle Heaton's from LimTX.
No, didn't see her.
Didn't see her.
Caprice.
Yes.
Do you remember the days when she was really sexy looking? Gary Lucy.
No.
James Hewitt.
Yes.
Did you see him?
I didn't see him.
Well, we were at the bar. He came in about 5 minutes after we did.
Oh, I didn't see him.
He was there when you were busy doing what you were doing.
Alex Best.
Yes.
Did you see her?
Yeah, saw her.
Didn't see her either.
I didn't see her at all.
I saw her, yes.
How did she look?
She looked nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She all right?
Yeah.
Worth, you know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Daniela Westbrook.
No.
Oh, I'd love to see her. Mm. Seriously. Daniela Westbrook. You know that's true. No offence, love. Holly Willoughby, yes.
Holly Willoughby?
Holly is the girl who does the Saturday Ministry of Mayhem on ITV Saturday morning.
No.
Very cute.
Didn't see her.
She was there. Jimmy Carr?
Yes. Yeah. Met him.
Yeah.
Met him.
Nice man.
Fern Cotton?
No.
No, I didn't see. Didn't see my wife. Lady Isabella Hervey?
No.
Lucy Davis?
Yes.
Do you want to tell the story or slide?
Yeah, go on.
I've worked it out, actually. Why?
Everybody had their photo taken with Lucy Davis. Lucy Davis is Dawn in The Office, the receptionist. And a great actress, and she was in Shaun of the Dead as well. And very pretty. And
she's also Jasper Carrot's daughter.
Yeah. Did you think she was very pretty?
Yeah.
I think she's really cute looking. And as well as being a talented actor, of course.
And a very nice person, too.
So Jocelyn is getting a bit giddy, and she's going around introducing famous people to the Breakfast Show team. Hi, this is Alan and Dominic. And she's off. So she gets talking to Lucy Davis. And they all decide to have a photo together. And Rachel, I'm talking to someone, right? I wasn't invited into this meeting or photo. And Rachel nudges me and goes, how surreal is this? I'm about to have my photo taken with Lindsay Dawn McKenzie.
I've worked out why.
Lindsay Dawn McKenzie.
No, I've worked out why.
Yeah, why? Because
really
she's called Lucy and plays Dawn in The Office.
And there's a guy called Mackenzie Crook in The Office, so I kind of weirdly morphed all these people together.
Lucy, if you're listening, Rachel thinks you look like Lindsay Dawn McKenzie.
I don't even know what she looks like.
Rachel goes, who is Lindsay Dawn McKenzie? She's a kind of actress and model.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, so you should be. I thought I would only recognise Lindsay Dawn McKenzie from the videos.
But Jocelyn was there like some kind of photo pimp, wasn't she?
She was.
Like trying to get people together.
Joss the pimp.
Goldie looking chain?
No.
Mylene Class?
Yes.
No.
Phil Tufnell?
No.
Joe Swash?
No.
Dean Gaffney?
Yes.
As always.
Good old Dean was there last night. And as well as Carol Decker from T'Pau.
Yeah.
And I went up and said hello, and I gave her a kiss.
It was the theme she had on the skin he had.
Oh.
Told in a foreign land.
Hi, Carol. It's a pleasure to meet you.
To take life on earth to the second bird, and the man was in command.
She went, no, she didn't really. Anyway, so there you go.
That's a great song.
I promised I'd play some of her music on Radio 1, and there you go. I haven't lied, have I?
You missed out another guest.
Who?
Ashley Cole.
I didn't see Ashley Cole,
though. I didn't
see
him either.
I didn't see Ashley Cole.
He was there.
Are you sure you didn't just see somebody who looked a bit like him?
No, it was Ashley Cole.
Why wasn't he playing?
Because when I was in the pub the other day, when Arsenal played at the other weekend, there was a fellas at the bar who looked just like him, but it wasn't him.
I'm sure it's him, because when we got back in the pub and you were watching the highlights again, go, oh, that was an awful tackle on Ashley Cole. I said, it wasn't him. We just seen him 10 minutes ago.
Well, I didn't see him.
Are you sure it wasn't Lionel Richie? Because he does look a bit like Lionel Richie, doesn't he?
He looks nothing like Lionel Richie.
He does look
Absolutely nothing like
Ashley Cole.
He does look a bit like Lionel Richie.
Ashley Cole?
Yeah.
Looks like Ashley Cole, Lionel Richie.
Looks more like Lionel Blair.
Lionel Richie is famous for having a big nose and a tash. Ashley Cole, who doesn't have a big nose or a tash or any facial hair.
He does have facial hair.
Who?
Ashley Cole.
He doesn't?
He does. He has that kind of sort of, you know, unshaven sort of couple of days look thing. All right, forget it. He doesn't. I just thought he did.
And there's more from the great mind of Carrie at the same time tomorrow on Radio 1.
He's the biggest man at breakfast because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. Each day when morning comes, he's like a tiger in a cage. He growls and bites and shouts, and he lies about his age.
Hello, Ashley Cole.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Is it Sol you're looking for?
I've just been looking at pictures of Lionel Richie and Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
Compare and contrast.
Yeah, okay.
It's a great game.
We'll do it next. Oh, brilliant. Ashley Cole. No, yeah.
I walk a lonely...
Looks very similar to Joe Pasquale, I've always thought.
That
no.
I have ever known. I don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Forty-eight in the morning. Good morning. This is BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Thursday, 2nd of December. We'll be opening up another door on our advent calendar after 8 o'clock this morning. I'm very excited. I absolutely, genuinely, hand and heart, have no idea who it is today at all. So we'll find out after news is spotted 8. A couple of things to clear up. Number one. Rachel has done some Magnum PI style investigative work.
Mm-hmm.
Like that of Michael Knight would have done. Who was, of course...
Knight Rider.
A lone crusader. Blah, 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 blah.
In a dangerous world.
Is that what it was?
Sorry.
In a dangerous world, darling. Who, dressed in all leather, is gorgeous. She's found a picture of Ashley Cole and one of Lionel Richie, and there is a similarity.
No, there's not.
There is a similarity. Okay?
Yep, show us.
Okay. It's only a small picture of Ashley Cole. Have you still got that picture of Ashley Cole, by the way?
Yeah.
You know, you said, oh, it's only small. You know, in big letters next to it, it says, see full-size image, which is underlined.
Yeah, and look.
Oh, it's the same size.
Thank you.
Okay. Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie.
No.
Nothing like it.
No. There's a resemblance in that shot.
There isn't.
However... The main thing is that they're both black.
That's it, really.
That's it. And they're men.
They don't look anything
and
like
And they have
them.
Hair.
Mm.
And fingers and eyes. The second thing to say is that Jocelyn, even when sober, can't take a photograph to save her life. At the Loaded Laughter Comedy Awards last night, we brought a camera. And we walk in... And there's a little rat run of journos, and I go to do a piece for Five Live.
Mm-hmm.
With the man who used to do Liquid News with the funny head.
Colin Patterson, is it?
That's it, yeah. I'm Colin Patterson. Over in LA, it's very exciting, with a brand new film coming out next week.
It's worryingly accurate, actually.
Anyway, nice guy. And, so I'm in, he says to me, he goes, Chris, let me just ask you, Leeds United, how do you feel? And I went, ugh. Well, obviously, it's not good. And I turn my head kind of to the right as I'm talking to him, and I stop, and I'm going, it's Rebecca Lewes. And it was. And I'm like, it's Rebecca. Wow, isn't that bizarre? We're talking football, well, kind of, Leeds. And there's Rebecca Lewis.
Mm.
So we go into the, and then, you know, so anyway, we do the interview, walk into the party, and Rebecca Lewis is checking her coat into the cloakroom. And we're like, it's Rebecca Lewis, Rebecca Lewis. Dominic, is Dominic, where's Dominic? Dominic's talking to Rebecca Lewis.
Well, no, actually, at that point, he wasn't talking to her. He was doing that thing of standing on the edge of somebody else's conversation, waiting to talk to her. Because she was having a conversation with somebody else, and then there was just you hovering.
Mm.
Why did he feel the urge to go and speak to Rebecca Lewis?
I've no idea. As a journalist, I was intrigued.
You were so embarrassing.
I was not embarrassing. What was embarrassing about that?
I thought the funniest thing, and it goes back to Jocelyn and her photography skills, was the fact that you spoke to her and you're having a chat, and whatever you were talking about is none of our business. And then you wanted to have a photograph taken with her, right? So you usher over Jocelyn, who is the keeper of the camera, and she's there. Now, Jocelyn can't use his camera, clearly.
Oh, so, not
right?
A clue.
So for,
it's too big for her.
Right, for no exaggeration, the best part of 5 minutes, you're there with your arm around Rebecca Lewis, who looks wholly uncomfortable at this point,
well,
while Jocelyn and Alid are trying to figure out how this camera works.
It was very embarrassing for both of us.
Have you seen the picture of you and Rebecca Lewis?
No.
No.
It's in the dark, though.
Well, yes, it is, yeah. Jocelyn can't take a photo. This is while she was still relatively sober.
Then,
Rebecca Lewis, which I'll come back to in a second, then Lucy Davis from The Office, who plays Dawn, the receptionist.
Who was the other girl with her, by the way?
With Rebecca Lewis?
No, with Lucy Dawn.
I don't know, right. Like her agent or something.
So they take a photo. Josh says, "Can we have a photo of the team and you?" And Lucy is quite graciously says, "Yes, of course you can." So Josh takes it. It's the worst photo I have ever seen.
These are worth going online because they are so bad.
They are
appalling. For a start, the poor people who are the end, you know, the bookends of the photo, half a face each. And it's also kind of, it's the angle is very... The thing with it, it's because the camera is too big for Josh. What's that?
Have you seen this one?
Which one is it?
This is the one with Lucy Dawn.
The one that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I've seen it, yeah. I'm describing the photo.
It's awful.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But the thing with Joss is, in her defence, because the camera is so big for her and she's so small, you know, in the Dennis Waterman sketch in Little Britain, it's a bit like that. Joss, you just hold the camera and Rachel would pass it with one hand and Joss has put both hands up and go...
The thing is, on this picture that I'm looking at, I can see seven people. I think there was actually about 9 or 10, but some have been cropped off the side because she missed them entirely. But it's quite an art, actually, to take a photograph of so many people and not have one person looking good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Normally someone comes out looking okay.
You can barely see Lucy in it.
Every single person looks shocking. Dom's got his eyes closed. Carrie's on the floor. Rachel looks uncomfortable.
The best photo, though, has to go to Rachel, who took a photo of me and a couple of girls, and when she looked at it afterwards, she'd press the wrong button and it zoomed in. So what you get is my chest hair, the triangle of my chest hair from where my shirt was unbuttoned at the top. And that's it.
And a bit of your award.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice, that.
That's what I call art.
Oh.
I think we should put them online.
Apparently Lucy was with Sally. Someone has just texted him.
See, I wasn't sure whether she was famous or not and whether we're supposed to know who she was.
I don't think
obviously
she was.
Not.
No, right. Exactly.
She was very nice.
Hello, my darling. Who are you? You're famous. No, I'm just went by. Right, anyway, my darling.
I asked Rebecca Lewis, by the way, if she would like to come on this show at some point in the near future. And
really?
She said, I'd love to. What time do you start filming?
No!
She's a big fan.
Also,
can I just write down the... Because I can't say it, but I want to write down the name, one word that most of the women listening to the show would call Rebecca Lewis, and most people, you know, would say, oh, have you met?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is what I said to you.
I wonder if you can guess what it is. S. G. Right. There you go. Now, you don't agree with that, do you?
No, personally, no. I think...
You like Rebecca Lewis. You're a bit of a Rebecca Lewis fan.
I wouldn't say like her at all.
Whereas I think she's a bit of a... Sorry. Let me just write money grabbing above it. Okay, there you go.
I think she's been clever. I wouldn't necessarily say I like her.
Although she brushes up well.
I thought she looked good last night.
I thought so.
So, did you introduce yourself as Dominic Byrne from Radio 1, or did you just go, hi, I'm Dominic, nice to meet you?
I can't remember, actually. I wasn't,
sober.
No, I was at that point, actually. I was fine. I think I said I worked for Radio 1 and blah, 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 and did that. She went, great, what time did you start filming? The clue's in the name radio there.
There was a couple of people we bumped into last night that we knew, including one of my gay friends from the homosexual world, or homosexual world, as I like to call it. And we were both standing there having a drink, watching Rebecca lose. And I turned around and said, I dare you to go up to her and just give her a nudge and go, so have I, dear, so have I. But he wouldn't do it. I said, have you ever noticed that Ashley Cole looks like Lionel Richie? He goes, yes, I have, dear. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Anyway, what a night. It's 4 minutes to eight, by the way. You know, I just did the impression of, and it's not even an impression of, my gay friend who went, I've been there too, dear. So I said, is your gay friend Gerald Krasner? No. Hello, dear, how are you? We're at the bottom, we'll soon be slightly higher.
So to speak. That was an unfortunate quotation to use, was it not?
A dreadful thing to say.
I think I might leave now.
Yes, I think you should. Oh, for God's sake. Right, Pips, and then we'll calm down for the news. Please. Still to come. Tickets to give away for the Radio on Top of the Pops Christmas party happening in London on Sunday the 12th of December. Razor Light and Kylie and Natasha Bedingfield and Lamar, all going to be playing live. I'll give away tickets after 8:30. Coming up next, day two on our Chris Miles Show advent calendar. I know, I can't wait either. Chris Miles Show, National Radio. As well as that, we've got music coming up from Gwen Stefani and a classic song from 1999. Find out exactly what that is in 5 minutes. Afternoon support with Dom and Kerry. It's 8 o'clock.
The government's outlining its latest plans for parents.
And Arsenal are still without that winning feeling.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Plans for childcare over the next... Where? Radio 1 Newsbeat's exactly 4 minutes past eight.
So a song from 1999 follows Gwen Stefani, which follows day two of our Christmas advent... Where's that hotel up? Which is, those of you who are into that kind of science will know, is the Chris Miles Christmas Advent Calendar.
Chrismont.
What?
Chrismont, you said?
Chris Miles. Chris Miles. Funny, the other day in the office, Colin Murray was telling me that Chris Miles could sound like Christmas. So what I should do on the air is say, you should start saying, Merry Chris Miles, Merry Chris Miles, like that. And it'd be like, have a happy Chris Miles. Because it sounds like Christmas. That's brilliant, Colin. I haven't thought about that ever before in the 15 years I've worked in radio. Thank you. I realised you sound better when it's your day off. Anyway, I'm not going to start. I won't get into a bitching battle with him. I'll tell you what, just while I'm not paranoid, you notice I walked into the pub last night, he walked out. After about five, I said, he stayed for a drink, and he goes, yeah, I'm a bit tired, but I'll stay for one drink. I went to the bar, came back, and he went, right, I'm off, bye.
I hadn't thought about that. I think he was genuinely tired.
He's not a drinker, though, Murray.
No.
Not at all. And I think he'd had, and please, I know it's not big and it's not clever, please don't tell us the wrong way, I think Colin Murray last night might have had a pint. I know.
He was out early doors, actually.
Right, so Top of the Pops tickets to give away in a bit. We'll do that after half eight. But I'm very excited because as the children get out of the beds and run downstairs, eagerly waiting to open door number two, who will be behind it? What star of stage and screen will it be today? Yesterday, of course, Basil Brush. Brilliant. But who's it today? Could it be Carol Decker from Topow? Could it be Nick Ross? Could it be Leslie Phillips?
Or Lucy Pinder?
That's right. Or Lindsay Dion McKenzie, eh, Rachel?
From
is she? Shut up. It's time to open up another door on our advent calendar.
Now let's open up another door on our advent calendar.
Hiya, Chris. It's day two of Christmas Advent. I'm Lisa Riley. I'm backstage at the Regent Theatre, Stoke-on-Trent. I'm getting ready for my performance in Cinderella. I hope that you, the team, and all your Radio 1 listeners have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's Lisa Riley, everybody. Make sure that door's shut properly. There you go. Oh, Merry Christmas, Lisa. Have a great new year.
What an amazing time. What a family.
What a great track. That's brilliant. I love that. Well, I think my favourite bit is the... The
wah-wah guitar.
Is that what you call it? I like that. It builds up. Oh, he's off. Slowly. Bit more. Go on. Go! What a great track.
Good, that.
Loving that. It's Jamiroquai and Candy on Radio 1. A very good morning. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. This is my good friend, Comedy Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave.
And Rachel's here.
Morning.
She says, no, what Lindsay Dawn McKenzie looks like. Somebody should send in one of her videos just so Rachel can be a fay with the work of Lindsay Dawn.
Let's move on from that now. That was
it. Or all the back catalogue of The Office for Rachel.
Oh, I have that. Actually, I've got some of them anyway.
Oh, you have The Office, I'll have Lindsay Dawn McKenzie video.
That was a minor faux pas.
Do you remember the story about me and Lindsay Dawn McKenzie?
Do you know what? I don't even know who she is, but it just was a mix-up.
Tell it again, it's a good story.
No, it's not for peak time.
No, it is.
Why?
Rubbish. There was a story about me and Lindsay Dawn McKenzie in the paper. I think it was in the Daily Sport. there was a rumour which went on one of those internet websites where people type in whatever they want, true or false. I won't name it, obviously. But I think you know it's what I mean. And it said, Chris Moyles and Lindsay Dawn McKenzie leaving a Lynx party together, right? Now, I think I'm right in saying that Lynx is the name of a modelling agency, right? However, it appears in the paper, Chris Moyles and Lindsay Dawn McKenzie leaving a Lynx party, a party for the famous aftershaves and deodorants, right? I've never met Lindsay Dawn McKenzie in my life. So then somebody interviews Lindsay Dawn McKenzie and says, was that story true about you and Chris Moyles? And she goes, what? Well, have you... Chris Moyles? And she goes, I've never heard of him. I may have done, probably. I don't
know. Can't remember.
So there's a story in the paper about Lindsay Dawn McKenzie may have slept with me, but she doesn't know. I can honestly, hand on heart, say no. I've never even met her. But that's a weird one. Trying to explain that to your girlfriend. No, it is. That story's true, that I haven't slept with her, yes.
Even though she can't remember?
Yeah, even though she can't remember. I don't know if I've met him or not, probably.
But it wasn't Dawn from The Office.
It wasn't Dawn, it wasn't Lucy Davis, no, from The Office.
Last night was so surreal. It was a very surreal evening.
I put a lot of that down to the fact that I slept for 2 hours in the afternoon, though. And when you wake up at 4 o'clock, and then suddenly you find yourself in London's busy West End...
Playing table football with Colin Murray.
That was on.
You missed that one, Chris.
By the side of it, no, I didn't.
Colin had bought this thing from this very famous toy shop.
Hamleys?
Yeah.
Right.
And basically, it was called...
That's not a bad guess.
Finger football, it was called.
Toys R Us, there's millions, said Jeffrey, all under one roof.
Is that what it is? Millions of Jeffrey?
Jeffrey's, no. Yeah, because he's the giraffe, isn't he?
I thought it was there's millions, said Jeffrey.
There's millions of Jeffrey's.
I think it's of Jeffrey's.
I thought it was there's millions, said Jeffrey, all under one roof.
Anyway.
Anyway, right.
Jeffrey's the giraffe.
I know that. Anyway, it wasn't that store.
No, it was Hamleys.
And yeah, it was Hamleys. And he
bought the biggest toy shop in the world.
Yeah. Right. And he bought this finger football, right?
What?
Basically, it's called finger football.
Right.
Okay. It's not what you think.
Fascinated already.
Okay.
Is this anything to do with Lindsay Dawn McKenzie?
No.
Right.
Or Dawn from The Office.
No. Well, you're obsessed with her. Leave her.
Right. So anyway, finger football, and it comes in these little packets.
Right.
So
I'm sure it does.
Right. And inside the packet are a couple of little football legs and boots which you stick on your fingers. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. And then a little ball, obviously, and two goals, which you put together. And you can play it anywhere. And we were playing on this table in this bar where we were going for pre-match drinks last night. And basically, you kick the ball with your fingers.
It sounds absolutely fascinating.
I think that was where the surreal night started.
I think, to be fair, it would have been better with more players.
Yeah. Well, maybe you get, a bigger table.
Mm.
And you get two teams of 11.
It was also very embarrassing when the ball kept flying off the table and I had to go and retrieve it under this man's foot at the bar.
Excuse me, mister, can I have my ball back, please?
Pretty much.
Brilliant, lovely. It's 18 minutes past 8. Yes, don't worry, I'm confused as well. Then again, it is one of those mornings. I play this for Rachel, so I'd imagine you love this.
I do.
Yeah. Sister Sisters. Walking down the street and a man tries to... Sister Sisters. Filthy Gorgeous. It's exactly 8:22. Right, so imagine the scene, okay, if you can, and you have like a little sprinkly guitar, like a star sound, ding, like that, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a magical place where on our way there, we're toys in their millions all under one roof. It's called Toys R Us. Come to Toys R Us, mm-hmm. for blah, 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 blah.
Junction 3, right? Can't
yeah. Now, and then they talk over that bit. But I found the lyrics of the bit that they normally talk over.
Yeah.
Right? Soon after bedtime, when dark nighttime falls, Jeffrey and helpers stock up on the shelves, from ceiling to floor, books, board games and bikes, teddies, puppets and dolls, bats, spaceships and trikes. Right?
Okay, yeah.
And then it gets to the end. There's millions, says Jeffrey, all under one roof. It's called Toys R Us! Toys R Us! Toys R Us!
It makes more sense, actually, than there being millions of Jeffreys.
So I was right.
Well, kind of.
But I know, for every time I've ever had this conversation with anyone in kind of bizarre, stuck on a journey, on a train somewhere, or in the pub, whatever, and if anybody mentions Toys R Us, I'll always go, there's millions, says Jeffrey. And people go, who's Jeffrey? And every time, so I know the one thing we all taught the nations today, for those of you, if you knew it all the time, fair enough, but there'll be people going, I never knew that. So Jeffrey is the giraffe. Oh, now I get it.
Also, what I've just learned, which I didn't understand before, is the reason why he's a giraffe, presumably, is because he'd be great for stacking the shelves in there, because they're so high.
Right.
And giraffes are so tall that, I mean, he would be the perfect animal.
Yeah.
In order to stack things overnight,
right.
Said Jeffrey.
I thought it was probably just because that Jeffrey the giraffe sounded good.
But when you think about it, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something is lurking around the corner. It's
bee.co.uk/bitesize.
Somebody texted in saying, my boyfriend used to be one of Jeffrey's little helpers. I think that says more about you loving your boyfriend than it does us.
Hmm.
Soon after bedtime, when dark nighttime falls, Jeffrey and helpers stock up on the shelves. From ceiling to floor, books, board games and bikes, teddies, puppets and dolls, bats, spaceships and trikes. There's millions, says Jeffrey, all under one roof.
I'm telling you.
See? So you feel as though you've learned something
today? I do, because you hear these songs every day and you don't know what they mean.
I can also tell you, every time you pass that named store...
You'll think of Jeffrey.
You'll think of Jeffrey.
Stacking the shelves.
You'll see him and you'll go... That's Jeffrey, that.
And he can reach the top shelf because he's a giraffe.
Yeah, stop going about that bit, right? That's just ridiculous. And Dominic, by the way, Dominic Byrne, Mr. Serious Newsman, who went, it's not there's millions of Jeffrey. What are you on about? What did you think it said?
I thought you said there's millions of Jeffreys.
No, you did say that.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I said, I think it's there's millions says Jeffrey.
Okay. I've just done a search on the internet. You know, as yesterday, elephants can't jump or walk backwards.
Yep.
Giraffes can't stack shelves.
That's brilliant. They're great. I feel a lot better now.
Fact. Actually, when you think about it, their heads are high, but their little hooves are quite low.
Little hooves.
You know what I mean?
More feet than hooves.
There's a magical place where on our way there, the toys and their millions all under one roof.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all, but see my went to...
There's millions, said Jeffrey, all under one roof. There's millions, said Jeffrey, all under one roof.
Jeffrey. Roof.
I think roof is not your best work.
No, it's not really, is it? But there are millions. A lot of people texting in, Dave, with an interesting fact that I'd like to point out to you.
Mm-hmm.
The giraffes don't have arms. They have a long neck.
Yeah.
So many people, including Graham in London and Chris from Cardiff, saying giraffes have long necks.
Mm.
Not really helping them to lift big boxes on high shelves. Does Jeffrey stack shelves with his head?
Mm. I do have a theory on this, though.
Right, okay.
Royal Show, National Radio 1.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Because if he has all his helpers, right, he could actually put one of his little mates on his head.
You're just digging
like
yourself.
Like a forklift.
You're digging yourself deeper.
Like a little mouse.
Really, trust me. Just digging yourself deeper. Right?
You're right, though, about the arms.
What, do the giraffes don't have arms? Yes, I'm well aware of that, and I don't even need to go on the internet and look for pictures.
My child knows that, Dave. He's 17 months old.
Yes, but he also thinks you're his dad. But I'm sorry, that was a cruel joke.
It's 8:30.
Oh, I'm Jeffrey, and I'm going to stack the shelves up here with my head. Just put one of the boxes on my head, lift it up, and then kind of head it in, like some kind of goal.
Difficult getting a bike up there, wouldn't it?
That's why the bikes are always lower down.
They are, actually.
Yeah.
Facts.
Brilliant. Maybe you have a theory, Dave. I don't think so. Right. Coming up next, you've got one guess only of what record we're going to play after the news.
Mm.
No, yeah, I'm going to give Dominic it.
What now?
Yeah, one guess and one guess only.
You too.
Correct. So we'll play that in a second. And Eminem, plus your chance to win Top of the Pops tickets for the big Christmas party. Details after we do the news and sport. It's 8:31.
And the main news this morning is the government plans for childcare over the next 10 years. The Chancellor, Gordon Brown's expected to promise affordable care for all preschool children and to extend paid maternity leave to 12 months.
On Radio 1.
8:35.
Let your jibber jabber.
Tell you that Sophie, she a goddamn crazy lady.
Some moan, Neanderthal. Oh dear, I'm waking up now. I'm telling you, I am waking up the nation. Choose a number between 1 and 18, Kerry.
13.
Okay, the next song was your choice. Congratulations. I just thought I'd play something old to wake the nation up. Chosen by Kerry. Is this?
Proclaimers?
Yes.
Sorry.
There you go. Dominic, give me a number between 1 and 18.
7.
Okay.
Is it Best of Proclaimers?
Yes, it's the other one.
Yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Strong intro.
Don't say what it is. Do you not know what that is?
I don't.
I know what that is.
Do you know what it is, Dave?
Yep.
Rachel, do you know what it is?
No.
There we go then. 8-1-1-9 on the text messages. Dominic doesn't know. Shame him, please, and tell him what this is.
It's a lovely synthesizer work.
Massive hit. Massive hit.
Very seminal piece of music, actually, I think, for this time.
Hit. 81199 is a text message. Feel free to say, Dominic, you're a bald-headed fool. Everybody knows it. And then whatever.
Yeah, don't say that. Just start your, you know, text with the word Dom.
Or, if you want, you can just text the word bald to 81199.
Again,
and
Dom,
start your message with Dominic is.
Yeah. Dom's here. It's quicker to write.
What?
Dom, D-O-M, as opposed to B-A-L-D. If you type Dom in a predictive text, you get Eno, Foo, and what, something else before that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll give you a little bit more.
Okay.
There you go.
It's like S-Express or something like that, but it's not S-Express, is it?
No. Correct. It's like S-Express, but it's not S-Express, is it? Correct.
I wouldn't say seminal.
Well, I think it was. I think it was very much a groundbreaking record.
500 text messages was out.
That's right.
I want to say Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew, but it's not.
Don't say it, then.
Over 1,000 text messages. Yeah, let's just read out some of them. Bald Dom. Dom is a fool.
Yeah, we don't have to say that.
Dom, you fool. It's whatever it is. Blah, 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 for Dominic, the Chrome Dome.
That's not even funny.
Granite Head. Shall I tell you what it is?
Well, yeah. What does Granite Head mean?
I don't know, but it makes me laugh.
You...
Okay.
You have a head of granite. You have got no hair. You've got a head of granite, but you just don't care.
But why granite?
You've got a head of granite, and you're very old. You've got a head of granite because you're very bald.
All under one roof.
Millions of Jeffries.
Just bursting with Jeffries.
What is it, Dominic?
It's like Pump Up the Volume, but it's not.
It is Pump Up the Volume.
Check it out.
It is seminal. I was wrong earlier.
I love that. It's not Pump Up the Volume, is it? Pump Up the Volume. Yes, it is. I take that back now.
This is brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seminal almost.
I know fascinating facts about this song.
Yeah.
It's very boring, I won't tell you now.
Go on.
What?
Go on.
No. And that's all we're playing.
Mm.
Unless we get 5,000 text... 10,000 text messages saying, pump up the volume. There you go. Well, you know, we can't, you know, I've got to quit my jibber-jabber.
Quit your jibber-jabber.
I am quitting my jibber-jabber, thank you very much, Mr. T. 81199.
Good morning, Britain. It's time to rise and shine.
What, sorry.
Sorry.
Are we having an off-the-air conversation on the air?
Sorry.
Yeah, go on, what do you want to say?
I was going to say, I have a clip to play you if you would like to hear it. It's 11 seconds long.
That's brilliant, yeah. Shall I start the jingle again?
No.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? God's sake. Okay. How long is it?
11 seconds.
Okay, when I say now, okay. Are you ready, Dominic?
Yes.
81199, pump up the volume, now.
Sophie is a little child, a spoiled brat. And I haven't said this before now, I've been biting my lip. Now, I'm going to tell you, she is an absolute rotten, spoiled and I can't stand her.
Thomas!
She's all right.
Chris Moyle Show,
National Radio 1.
Go!
Marshall Mathers, aka Rabbit from the film 8 Mile. When I'm in the UK, I listen to Chris Miles on Radio 1, and my favourite newsreader is, of course, Granite Head.
Hello.
The Radio 1 Top of the Pops.
Christmas Party.
Christmas Party.
Oh, how random is this, right? Leaving the party last night, the pub next door, walking down the road, I bumped into Reggie off of Top of the Pops. And one extra.
How is Reggie?
Fine.
Wasn't the other guy that used to do Top of the Pops there last night?
Yes, he was.
Jimmy Savile?
No.
Okay, here we go. This could be a very long guessing game.
I can't think what his name is, sadly, but I recognised him.
Rachel?
Pat Cash?
No.
Pat Cash, the tennis player?
Yeah.
Before his time.
Bruno Brooks?
No.
Do you know what he also did recently, this year? He emceed an event that you were at.
Yeah, he did. I can't remember what it was, though.
He emceed the Soccer Six at Reading.
Yeah,
he does the Soccer Sixes.
Yeah. That's very true.
And his name is, and he also presented to the Pops.
Is it Tony?
It is Tony Doughty.
That's it. You'd recognise him if you saw him, Dominic.
I've never heard of him.
By the way, we got 5,000 text messages saying pump up the volume.
No, we didn't. We got 4,000.
I'm bigging it up, Rachel. Go with it, love. Well, I'm definitely not playing it now you said that.
Well, I'm encouraging people to,
text pump up the volume to 81199 if they want us to play pump up the volume. Mm. Just text pump up the volume to 81199. And don't forget to start your text with the word pump up the volume. Right, so, Jamelia, Razorlight, McFly, Natasha Bedingfield, Girls Aloud, Kylie, Lamar. Sunday, 12th of December, in London. If you want to go, we will give you 4 tickets, so you and 3 mates can go, but you need to identify the 3 pop acts that we've cleverly mixed together. Are you ready, Dominic?
I'm ready.
All right. Name these 3 pop acts. Okay, I got 1.
I got 2.
I got 3.
I got 1, too. I got the middle one.
I got the last one.
Ah.
Say it again. The first one I can't really hear.
No.
The second one, I go to hum it and then the other track comes in.
I think I've got the first one, actually.
I can't think of it.
I've got 3, I think.
08700 100 100 08700 100 100 on the phone, please, if you want to go. You're going to get yourself to London Sunday, December 12th, so week Sunday. You and 3 of your mates. Right?
Can I say Dave's doing that thing again where he's written them down and then he's moving his arm so no one can copy his answers?
One more time?
Yeah.
All right, then. No?
The first one hasn't even been released yet, has it?
It has.
I got the middle one and the last one.
So, you've got all 3?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Don't copy my answers, Dominic.
Oh, for goodness sake, will you boys just leave it alone?
The Radio 1 Top of the Pops
Christmas Party.
To Dave during that, it sounds so dark compared to all the other stuff that they do, doesn't it?
Good record, though.
Girls Aloud, Sounds of the Underground. Everyone forgets about that song as well. Mm. Oh, look, Alad's in the building. Hey! There you go. Alad did very, very well last night. He was out till at least 10 o'clock. 11, I'll take it back. You are king of parties.
The Radio 1 Top of the Pops.
Christmas party.
How old? Anyway. Lovely fern cotton. Right, so, we have 10 winners who all got it right. And we're going to find out if we're right as well. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's say well done to the following 10 people. David Powell from Oxford. Richard Moore from Bedfordshire. Rachel Anker from Manchester. Shanee Martin from Derbyshire. Can I say your name? Nicola Eaton from Cambridge. Sarah Freer from Barnsley. Lee Wood from Telford. Ross Baxter from Luton. Chris Allen from Hull. And Stacey Rees from Cardiff. are going to the Top of the Pops Radio on Christmas party because you got all these three right. Can I just say, was the middle one Sound of the Underground, by the way, by any chance? Was it really? Mm. That was brilliant scheduling. I couldn't hear it at all before, and then I just heard it. So, last one, Destiny's Child. Middle one, Girls Aloud. First one was?
Westlife.
No, not a clue. No. I wouldn't have got
Can't
that.
Can't believe so. That I'd be filled again. That it would never end. How can
Westlife fan?
Well, the wife likes
it. Right, Dave, Tidious Link, any gets to today's from yesterday, Shakespeare's Sister and your history.
Shakespeare's Sister were made up of Siobhan Fahey and Marcella Detroit. Detroit is a city in the American state of Michigan. Michigan is also the name of one of the great lakes. Lakes rhymes with cakes, which are what you might find on a sweet trolley. The plural of trolley is trolleys, which are what stewardesses push around on planes. Planes need a pilot, while a pilot light is something you'd find in your boiler. Your boiler is what gives you hot water in your radiator, and also hot water for you to have a shower or a bath. Yeah. Bath is a city near Bristol. Bristol cities is Cockney rhyming slang for boobs. Boobs are supported with the use of a brassiere, which is commonly abbreviated to the word bra. Bra is an anagram of bar, which is somewhere you might go for a drink. Mm. A drink is what you would need if you were stranded on top of a steep ridge high above the Grand Canyon, where the hot, dry air would be sapping your energy and making you extremely thirsty.
You might want a helicopter.
And if you were stranded on top of the Grand Canyon in very dry conditions, yeah, I suppose you could say that you'd be both high and dry.
Right.
Which links us to this morning's TDC
no.
track. It is High and Dry by Radiohead.
One of the Radiohead tracks that I actually love.
The only one that I like.
No, I like No Surprises as
oh,
well.
Do you?
And the one with the tower with the video where everyone's lying on the floor. No, it's the other one.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah, mm. Right, great track. Let's get it on. Good morning. Great record. Nice to hear that, actually.
Thank you.
A Radiohead, High and Dry. Seamless link, Dave?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Straight away, no messing?
Yeah.
Right. I would question if you were stuck on the top of wherever you said.
Yeah.
The one thing you would need.
Mm.
A drink wouldn't be on the top of my list. It'd be a helicopter with a ladder. You know, rescue team, that kind of thing. You know, Land Rover. It's one of them dogs with a barrel under its neck full of beer.
No, but see, but when you're stranded,
you don't need a drink.
You do. I mean, you need basic kind of things to keep you alive, one of which is water. Probably the most important thing is water. More so than food, actually.
What about cigarettes?
No.
Or a mobile phone.
And plus also, can I just point out, for the people that are saying that the Grand Canyon is in fact not high, it's very low, because it's a big gorge canyon below sea level, blah, blah, blah. I was talking about a ridge above the Grand Canyon, which would be high. Fact.
You tell them, mate.
Dave wins.
It's our time of the show. It's a bit where Dave says...
Let's get ready to run! I'm just a shot away from you. If you leave me here, you leave me buried and shattered. I lie with just a cross. I'm just a shirt that we can die. A tribute to a great artist, winner of the Mercury Prize. Let's hear it for Take Me Out, Frank Ferdinand. Star term is the Jarrow Stuff. I say, don't you know? You say, don't you know? I say, I take me out, I stay, time too slow.
Are you sure we boot Jimmy Page, Pet?
Oh. 7 minutes past nine already.
Good morning.
Get this. You know who's not on Radio 1 today?
Joe Wiley.
No.
Scott Mills.
Correct.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Is how bizarre is this? Radio 1 Christmas party last night. I don't know why we keep saying that. We didn't even go. We went next door. Right, anyway, in a meeting. Myself, have you got Scott
Mills?
Are
you sure? There?
Well, here's the deal. Myself, Vernon Kay, Scott Mills, all talking. Really irritating autograph people coming up. But, you know, excuse me. Yes. Is that Vernon Kay? Yes, it is. Yeah. Excuse me, he's Scott Mills. Yeah. That is Vernon Kay, isn't it? Yeah. Excuse me, Scott. Vernon, can I have your autograph? So anyway, Scott suddenly turns around, takes a big swig of his beer, and then looks at Vernon and goes, ha, you're on tomorrow, aren't you? I said, you on radio tomorrow? He goes, yeah. What are you doing? He goes, I'm doing his show. I said, Scott, have you got tomorrow off? He goes, yeah, and Friday. How? Because I just booked 2 days off. So obviously, when the Radio 1 Christmas party was announced, Scott immediately booked the following day off work.
That's clever.
The clever get.
Hang correct. On.
Yeah.
Right, so we do the breakfast show.
Yes.
And we have to come in. We
yes.
have to be up at, say, 5 o'clock in
yes.
the morning.
Yes.
He's not on till 3.
Yes. Exactly.
Wow.
And he's taken 2 days off. He obviously thought it was a free bar. Do you know what I mean?
Which it wasn't.
Well, it was until a certain point.
Yeah.
Like
about half
an
about half eight. Apparently, everyone walks into the party. Free, would you like a drink, sir? Oh, I love a bottle of beer and do you want a drink, glass of wine, large glass of wine. Certainly, sir. There you go. Thank you. Oh, free bar, brilliant. So obviously, you know what it's like. You have a drink and everything, and then the boss comes on and does a speech. It's been a great year for Radio 1. Keep on going. Blah blah blah. Isn't Allard lovely? That kind of thing.
Rock on, Tommy.
About the special guest.
Yeah, they had a special guest on, Estelle, came and performed a little number and said thanks to anyone for all the support. Pleasure, Estelle.
Was she good?
Mm.
Yeah. What do you mean? Were we not there?
Yeah,
what was it? You just said, was she good?
I know, I was playing with
you. Did you sneaked off by that point?
No, I was just playing with you.
Yeah,
I just thought maybe
right.
you might want to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was very good.
We had to leave, obviously, to go and pick up my award at the Loaded Laughter Comedy Awards, which I beat Dave.
That's amazing.
Tis true.
No, it's not amazing. It's fair and justified, Alan. They're the words you're looking for.
That'll be them, sorry.
So, yeah, so Andy does his speech and Estelle goes on to perform and everyone goes, oh, this is not bad, is it? There's little, you know, our work's due with Estelle performing. That's great. Do you want another drink, Alan? Another white wine. Cheers. Bottle of beer and another white wine, please. Thank you very much. Oh, there's Estelle. That's been right. That'll be £9, please. How much? £9?
No, you put two drinks for £9. It was actually one drink for £9. It was £8.50.
For what?
Have we mentioned where it was?
No.
No.
Okay. It was for
we're not done.
Vodka and Coke. £8.
No!
Like,
you're kidding.
No!
Seriously.
It was £5 for a glass of wine, and it was £4 for a bottle of beer, I think.
Wow.
And someone said to me it was about £8 for a short.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
Then, by contrast, we popped into the bar next door, which I won't name either.
Oh, this! It's an unbelievable story.
I went in there, and everyone's drinking, like, jugs of beer. And I thought, well, I'll just get a jug, you know, and a few pint pots. So we did that. And it was only something like £5.50, which I thought was tremendous value. For a jug of lager.
It's very good.
And how many pints would you get out of that, do you reckon?
Well, I thought it was about four. I think it was a four-pint jug for £5.50, which I thought was good going.
Bargain.
There's no joke at the end of that. That is true. It's just £5.
Yeah. £5.50.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Normal when you're not in London.
Yeah,
that's good.
Now, there's a moral to the story, by the way. Dave and I went out on Tuesday, and we got talking about friends of ours who were tight and who were generous and who's kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
And I was saying, Dave will always walk into a pub and buy the first round.
Right.
Right.
Do you know why, by the way? Because it's easy to get the first round in.
Yeah. Is there?
Can I just say, the lesson to learn here is buy the first round when you walk in.
Right.
Because Dave walked in and went, oh, I may as well just get a pitcher of beer then. If everyone's, you know, if that's what everyone's drinking lager, I'll go and get one of these pitchers of beer.
Yeah.
£5.50, please, sir. Bargain. I'll have four glasses.
Mm.
Thanks very much. So I went, you know, after they've run out by this point, right? You know, everyone's empty. And I went, do you know what? I'll get the bar. So I asked you what you wanted to drink. And I asked Joss what she wanted to drink, and Carrie, and you're looking at me as if to go, no, you didn't.
I don't remember this at all, but I don't think you're lying, so I'm sure you did.
Go with it.
I'll tell you why, because Joss, her ladyship in there, because of her,
yeah.
I had to stand, me, Chris Moyles, legend, at a bar and go, Bacardi and Coke, please, mate. And Ferg wants a wine, and Laura wants a wine, and Carrie, you didn't want anything.
Oh, I wasn't there for that, that's it. Yeah. I didn't have a drink.
Carrie wanted a bottle of Michelob or something. Right, fine. And I'll get one of these pitchers. Dave says, I think they switched the lager off, right?
Turn the draft off.
I look at my watch thinking, what time is it? It's not damn close. It's 10 past 10 at night. 10 past 10.
Right.
All of a sudden, they've switched all the draft off, all the beer on tap, all right. Switched off. See, why have you switched the beer off? Because we always do that at this time of night. 10 past 10, quarter past 10. Yes. But see, but we want one of them pitchers of beer. No, can do. So I had to buy bottles of beer. So I got the right ump, and I just thought, you know what, this is going to be a nightmare now, because we're all, you know, everyone needs a drink and everything. I bought 15 bottles of beer.
Wow.
Some for me, some for Dave. I didn't have them all myself.
You went halves on them.
Right, so I'd done that, like, 55 quid or something, 60 quid or something, cost. Scott Mills then comes to the other side of the bar, and he's kind of looking over, going, it's washed off the draft. Yeah. Oh, what have you ordered? I just got loads of beer, loads of bottles of beer. All right. And now, Dave has taken the majority of the beer back to the table, so there's about 5 bottles of beer in front of me. When Scott Mills then gets served, and the woman goes, can I help you? And because it's loud, he just goes, I'll have what he ordered. Because he didn't realise, he thought I'd ordered 5 beers and not 15 bottles. So I see him about 10 minutes later and he goes, I just bought 15 bottles of beer because of you. Yeah, thank you. I meant to tell you.
Last night was bizarre for me. I wasn't drinking for once. It's very interesting.
It's a miracle.
Have you ever known a pub to switch off the draft beer at 10:15?
Especially.
That is weird.
And they're they're open till 2.
3.
Is it 3?
Yeah.
Anyway. Won't be going there again.
Well, I had a great night. I thought it was a very funny night.
Yeah, you sound it.
No, it was brilliant. Just a good laugh. I've never enjoyed a Radio 1 Christmas party before, and that last night was the first one for me.
Yeah. Technically, you weren't there, though, were you next door?
No, I was.
Okay.
I was there a lot longer than... Actually, no, we were there for about... In fact, we got there...
Rachel!
The lines are now open for Car Fart Catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
I'll cheer you up in 4 seconds' time.
Okay.
Go. You like Kylie, don't you?
Yeah.
This is for you.
Thank you.
Just for you. No, seriously, how long did he spend in the party? Tell us your views on the party.
Well...
It's Kylie Minogue on Radio 1. It's 9:15. Are you still on? Go on.
Okay, well, I think...
Shout if you want.
It's a really good night.
Shh, the vocals coming in.
I don't believe you know me, although you know my name. I don't believe...
I love music, right? Love music.
Mm-hmm.
And I equally as I love everyone's reaction to tracks, right? How you can play something to somebody, like the U2 Vertigo, when we first played it, I've gone, it's all right. And then it grew on me to the point where I play it non-stop at home. I loved it. Mm. Love it. And I'm just... And I don't care who you are, how old you are, where you're from, race, colour, creed, it doesn't matter. Everybody has one song, at least one song, that just makes them go goose pimply or just makes them go, this is just the best song in the world ever. Right? Allard comes in every morning, when it sets the studio up, and it changes kind of every month, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's one song that he'll play on rotation, on repeat, constantly, while he's setting the studio up, as loud as he can.
Brilliant.
And it changes, you know, like, you know, one month it'll be Britney and the other month it'll be something else or whatever. But it's great.
It is great.
Rachel says, my favourite track this year is that Killers track.
I love it.
And I'm like, what? That's your favourite record of the
Brilliant.
Year?
Brilliant. The album is fantastic.
It's a good track.
No, it's brilliant.
At best.
I love it.
How can you prefer that to Mr. Brightside, which was absolutely brilliant.
I love Mr.
Brightside
as well, but I love, that's my favourite track.
That is not a patch on Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, but I equally, I love them both, but I love that one.
But you said that's your favourite track.
No, it is my favourite
track. Of the year?
Yeah,
of the album. Of all the songs you played this year, that's your favourite of the year?
Yeah, I love it. It puts me in such a good mood.
Somebody texted in saying, what is this? It's fantastic.
It is brilliant.
It's The Killers, and somebody told me, from their album, called what?
Hot Fuss.
I was only asking.
And if you ever get a chance to see them, go and see them live, because they're brilliant.
Mr. Brightside, I got the album because of Mr. Brightside. So it's good.
That's a good track too.
It's better.
No,
it is.
Well,
Dave,
no, I love that one as well.
Your opinion?
What?
On the argument, Mr. Brightside, or Somebody Told Me by The Killers.
I know, never heard Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside, for me.
Yeah.
Alid?
That
one. I'm not saying that Mr. Brightside isn't bad, but I love that one too.
That one.
That one.
But it's bad, wasn't it, Alid? Yeah, I know.
No.
Speaking of which, they're on the show tomorrow. Oh, I got...
What, The Killers? No.
No, Matt and David from Little Britain are on the show tomorrow. I had to ask them a question. I got told by someone, don't name any names, I got told by someone last night, you got the Little Britain guys in on Friday? I said, yeah. You have to ask them a question about, right, and I'm going to switch the microphones off for this. You have to ask a question about... falling into... on stage.
No!
How are you going to ask that?
I have no idea how I'm going to ask that, but the person telling me said, as soon as you start that question, they'll know what you're going to say.
How would that happen?
I have no idea. It's to do with Matt falling into live on stage.
I mean, it's an unlikely accident,
my
isn't
gosh.
It?
Well, you know...
as a mental image video.
Well, find out what the hell I'm talking about tomorrow when Matt Lucas and David Williams join us live. After 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In new music, we trust. Radio 1.
We're all going to a posh dinner today, aren't we? Well, me, yourself, Dave, Rachel and Allard, Dominic and Carrie once again... not invited. It's not us, though. It's the boss, Andy Parfitt. Have it out with him.
I should be going to bed.
What, with Andy Parfitt?
Not with Andy.
We're going for lunch. I think we've got the better deal.
Mm. Just clear that up.
I just had a word with him myself.
Yeah. Not going to go to bed with Andy Parfitt.
You're going on about it, love, you know. Mm. Seriously, you've just got to leave it. You're a married man.
Just clear that up.
So is he. Shall we go for lunch? Celebrate the figures? No, but I will go to bed with you.
Didn't say that.
Okay. Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock. How about that? I'll carry much in at 5 past, so, you know, be quick.
I meant on my own. Be going to bed on my own.
Oh, well, I didn't think, you know, you and Carrie were going to bed with the boss.
No. It's 9:30.
Don't bring me into this.
I'm sorry.
I'm not involved.
I'm sorry.
Well, neither am I. I'm not involved in anything either.
Well, you obviously are.
Well, you're implicating I'm going to bed with the boss and I'm not.
You started it.
I didn't. I just said
I said,
bed.
I said, we're going for lunch with the boss and you said, I'm going to bed with him for a cuddle.
Oh, it's time for the news.
Be one way to get a rise, I suppose.
You said, we're going for a cuddle and a snuggle. I just heard you say it.
Right, here we go. I said I'm going to bed. You said you're going to the party with the meal with Andy Parfitt. I said I'm going to bed. You implied with Andy Parfitt. I didn't.
I'm sorry, but you're on your own, Dominic.
I'm not the one going on about it, Dominic. If you have fancies about the boss of Radio 1, then whatever. That's your thing. Whatever lights your lollipop off.
I don't. And then Carrie chips in with, well, you know, you've made the whole situation worse.
Don't drag really. Carrie into it. Carrie's not involved in your sordid fantasies. Okay?
Yeah. You're on your own here, Dom.
Not going to bed with the boss. 9:31.
Oh, so now you're playing hard to get. What, do you have to pay rise? No, you can take me for dinner first, Andy. I'm not easy like those other news people.
Can you hear this?
Yep.
That's the news.
Okay.
Waiting to be read.
All right, then. Oh, Lordy. Coming up. I'm going to play Keane and some other stuff. I haven't decided yet, because I'm going to change that. I played it the other day. After we get some news and some sport with Dominic and Carrie, it's 9:31.
The government's setting out its latest plans for parents.
And there's trouble again between Man United and Arsenal.
BBC Radio 1. USB.
Plans for
Radio 1.
Just gone 9:35.
What are you doing, Alad and Joss? They're standing through the glass in the live lounge, in a Strictly Come Dancing pose, waiting for that music, and when it kicked in, they started dancing.
That's tragic.
That's strange.
Good game, good game. Next up tonight is Alad and Jocelyn. They've been practicing all week, and they're marvellous. Aren't they marvellous, ladies and gentlemen? Here they are. Take it away. Pose, pose, and dance. Dance, 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 dance. They're dancing.
Yeah, no.
So, on the show tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who's going to be on our show tomorrow? Have a wild guess.
Yes. I do know.
Have a guess. Who's on the show tomorrow?
Can't think of his surname. David Williams and Matt Lucas.
No, don't say the people who are coming on. Just say somebody else.
Okay. Kelly Brook again.
Computer says no.
Keith Chegwin.
Computer says no.
That's Keith Chegwin.
Computer says no.
The boss of Radio 1, Andy Parfitt.
You're obsessed with Andy, but...
Computer says no.
I don't know what to call you.
Call me Bubbles, everybody does.
You have no idea what these clips are, do you? Anybody who doesn't have BBC Three should be ashamed of yourselves.
I've got BBC Three.
But you, well, yeah, but I'm talking to you. Oh, you're rubbish. You need to get, you should have had it so you could have watched Little Britain. You've got to wait until it's on BBC proper terrestrial.
Vanessa Feltz, you, and I know you weren't mind me saying it, you were fat.
Did you see that one?
No.
Did you see any of them?
I told you, I missed the whole first series, this series, last series, current series, do you know what I mean?
So this means nothing to you?
So, they want me to star in it, write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Well, no, they've already got a song.
Yeah, I know it.
It's Dennis Waterman and his agent.
That's right. Coleshaw was in one of those sketches.
He was, I saw that one.
Oh, you saw it, you did, good.
Yes.
So, on the show tomorrow, what was that?
Yeah.
What's wow. that? Is that a good impression?
Computer says no.
There you go. Who was that meant to be?
Yes. That's the Scottish hotelier.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I love that one.
Do it again.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, so they're in tomorrow, Little Britain. Matt Lucas, David Williams. You watch. You mark my words. I put money on it now. I'll get £20 out of Dave's wallet and I'll lay it on the table. David Williams will flirt with me tomorrow. You watch.
And you will flirt back.
No,
yes,
no, no.
You will.
No.
You will.
I told you. I'm more of a Matt Lucas man myself.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, all right, then. Tomorrow on the show, make sure you're listening. Lovely.
Now that Malls is a success, you'll get a bigger head. Wear lots of fancy suits and spend his weekend stuck in bed. He'll buy a car, a great big yacht, a villa in Mallorca. But nothing really changes, cause he's still a big fat porker.
Yeah, no.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
This is the last time.
Yeah, no.
But I will say these words, I remember the first time.
Yeah, no.
The first of many lies.
I'd like to point out at this point, the point that the person who put those two songs together was Alad. That's Alad. Not me, not Rachel. So, Alad was responsible for Mars, pump up the volume.
I just do what I'm told.
What do you mean you do what you're told? You're meant to play something else.
Was I?
You're terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know I was going to tell you a boring fact about this song?
Yeah, go on.
I need to rewind it slightly.
Rewind.
Slightly?
Okay. It's either before this or just after. But this isn't the original. Right?
Right.
It's different.
Why?
For legal reasons.
Really?
Yeah.
They had problems with sample clearance.
Yep. I don't don't know where I've been hearing of it before. Pop up the volume, pop up the volume, pop up the volume, desk. It's just before.
Mm.
Alright. Do you know this story?
I think so, but I can't remember it. Doesn't make for a great story to
me. Oh, it's here. Okay, right, you ready?
Yeah.
The original, right,
yeah,
had a sample on, which went like that.
Yeah.
And then it went scratching on that, right? And that came from a track called Hey Roadblock, right? It was called Roadblock. And it's Hey Roadblock, right? Which was a Pete Waterman track.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they used the sample without clearing it. Pete Waterman goes, hey, choo-choo, hey, come on, whatever, however he talks.
Mm.
Calm down.
Choo-choo.
Well, it's because he likes his trains. Yeah, he didn't ask my permission, so they had to take it off.
How do you know that?
I don't know, but when he came on the show a few years ago, I asked him, he said, yeah, that is true. God, I wish I hadn't bothered telling you that now. People will remember, it's old school. Hey, Roblox! No idea of you.
I do like it.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans! Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am feeling great. I am feeling happy.
Go anywhere nice last night?
No, it was the Radio 1 annual Christmas party. So, you didn't go last night, I noticed.
You don't pay me enough money.
Well, yeah, well, to afford the bar. But, no, you didn't, I noticed the idea of spending a night with a load of Radio 1 DJs.
I can't think of anything I'd like to do less.
Fair enough, then. Dominic's here.
Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. May I say, Roy, that's a very nice jacket you're wearing, a very nice pair of trousers, very nice socks and very nice shoes. Have I missed anything out? Roy.
Ask him again.
I'm basically saying to Roy, hello, Roy, again. You've got a nice jacket on, a nice pair of trousers, nice socks, nice shoes. Have I missed any item of clothing out there? Roy.
I'm not sure about that.
Right.
What?
What? Shirt. He said that's a nice shirt you're wearing, didn't he?
Yeah, all right.
Then you can play that.
That's a nice shirt you're wearing, Mr. Moyles.
Oh, he says yes. It doesn't work. Sorry.
No, not at all.
He's referring to someone else's shirt, not his own shirt.
I know, I didn't know he ended with Mr. Moyles, sorry.
Yeah.
Just hello, Roy. You know.
That's like saying to him, good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
You know, as it's you know, Thursday, how is life treating you?
It's Friday, so life is good.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
It jars, doesn't it?
Yeah. Alan will show you how to have a conversation with Roy.
Okay.
Hi, Roy.
Yeah?
I have to say, Alan's getting above his station.
Right, there you go.
Roy.
Right, let's get on with it, then. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's David Webb and I come from Farnborough.
Whee! We're a bit short of time, I'm afraid, David. What do you do for a living?
I'm a window cleaner.
Brilliant. Do you ever see, like, you know, housewives walking around in their underwear like you would see in Confessions of a Window Cleaner or something like that?
Unfortunately, no. It's a bit of a myth if you're working where I am.
Oh, there you go. Okay, fair.
Not much good.
Not much action through the windows.
No. And the ones that you do see don't tend to be that good.
Right, that's nice. Excuse me, love. I'm just, you know, you're the first pair I've seen all week, but can you cover them up? Are you putting me off, man? Wiping? I don't know.
Wiping, I suppose.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a Rover 214.
Rover 214? Mmm.
Nice wheels.
Nice wheels. And let's see your horn, please. Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, do you like that?
It's a good one.
All right.
What? Sorry, mate. Can I just say hello to Sexy Lisa?
No.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Chris, my name's Ben and I'm from Dunstable.
Yay! surely that's the same caller, isn't it? David?
Yes, mate?
Can you just say, hi, I'm Ben and I'm from Dunstable?
Hi, I'm Ben and I'm from Dunstable.
Could you say that for me as well, Ben?
Hello, I'm Ben and I'm from Dunstable.
It's the same person. It's the same caller. How
and
bizarre.
I'm from Dunstable!
Yay!
Dunstable. Yeah.
We seem to establish that. I have a friend who lives there.
Roy has a friend who lives there.
What, Does he know the monk?
I'm not sure about that.
He's not sure about that.
Oh.
And what do you do, Ben?
I'm a carpet and upholstery cleaner.
Oh, brilliant. we've got the creme de la creme of UK brains on the air this morning. And what are you driving?
I'm driving a white Ford Escort 75.
Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear your horn. Beautiful.
Simple but effective.
Like yeah, very nice. Yeah. David, let's hear your horn again. All right.
He's same horn?
Same horn.
Well, they're in the same car. It's the same person.
It's David Ben.
Right, let's go.
Horns at the ready.
Fingers steady.
Fingers steady.
Let's play.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, eyes down, looking. Here we go. Mr. Fish is visiting a large pony ranch in Estonia, which is famous for its performing ponies. He's really impressed with the range of tricks that the ponies can perform, although he does see...
Yes, Ben? One-trick pony.
He's sharp.
One-trick pony?
You're right! Yay!
Well done.
Get in.
Yeah, I've got to say, that was very impressive.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
I've been practicing.
Blimey, how did you get that?
Blimey.
What?
How did you get that?
I just said that. Okay, right, here we go. One to you, then.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Get this right, Ben, you've won.
Thanks.
Or David, you are the same person. Okay, there's Dr. Fish, he's in his surgery. He's got an awkward patient in with him who's having difficulty taking their medicine. The patient seems to be having problems actually swallowing the medicine.
I spit again.
Oh, my Lord.
And relax.
Yes, Ben?
Hard to swallow your own medicine.
That's a good answer.
Hard to swallow. Let's see if it's up there.
Oh, no, it's not. I don't know what it is.
Shut your face.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
David, wait until we come to you, otherwise I'll come round to your house and slap your head. Yes, David, what's the answer?
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
You're absolutely right. Yay. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Yes, a spoonful of medicine helps the sugar go down. For those of you who have difficulty swallowing sugar, why not try some medicine? I wouldn't recommend that.
You might like medicine and not sugar.
No, honestly, I really wouldn't recommend that listeners wash down sugar with medicine unless it's been prescribed by a GP. Mm. Right. So here's the story, then. It's one apiece, it's all to play for.
So it's all to play for.
It's one hell of a contest as we head
in. It's one hell of a contest.
That's right. You're both back in play. Here's another...
You're both back in play.
Here's another
car park catchphrase.
Thank you, Roy. Mr. Fish and his pals are away on a potholing weekend in Derbyshire. They're deep underground with the lights on their helmets, but it's very, very dark. I think they must be lost because they can't seem to find their way out of this scary, dark tunnel. But I think that was just... I think Ben. Yes, Ben?
A light at the end of the tunnel.
A light at the end of the tunnel?
You're a winner.
Yeah. First of all...
That wasn't fair, I beat first.
What?
That wasn't fair, I beat first.
Shut up. David, I've got to be honest, I'll tell you what isn't fair. Loser! Ben, you actually got more right.
Thank you.
But here's the news. You're a loser too! Goodbye. Right, there you go. That said, thanks for listening to the show. You have a great day.
It's the friendliest quiz on radio.
Yeah, I'm telling you. We look after our contestants. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Go.
He's waving.
Go, Charlie.
it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the upside the head with a bottle of blood. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club.
Yeah, no.
Bottle full of blood.
There you go, you can find him in the club.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, lovely. 50 Cent of Radio 1. Right, go to Radio 1 online if you'd like to see an animated version of our advent calendar. And you can download the exclusive, brilliantly, no expense spent, Christmas card from us and the team. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Yeah, no.
So we're off for a very important lunch with the boss. Dominic will be sleeping with him later on this afternoon.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
Right, yes, what you said.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yeah, you're going to be sleeping with the boss.
I hope not.
Yes, you will. Joe Wild is next. Have a great day.
No, he hasn't, of course.
Yeah, no.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.